Hi everyone and welcome to Clocking In. My name's Lathan MB and on this episode we have a videographer, content creator and designer. It's Paul Williams, aka Silver Junkie Paul. Hi there Paul, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. It's great to see you. You're looking really well.
Thank you.
So let's get right into it. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's go right back to the beginning. When was Silver Junkie Paul created?
So weirdly, I matched with somebody on Tinder and we got talking for a while and we became good friends. We're still friends to this day, actually. Mm-hmm. And he was on this app called TikTok. I was like, what is TikTok? What's TikTok? And this was around about the time that lockdowns was just about to happen. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to get me to join the app. You know, he was saying, you know, get on TikTok, you know, because I'm a retired dancer and I sing. And obviously it's a very kind of ent-based app. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I'm on enough social media. I do not want to get on any more social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Anyway, I was bored in the first couple of weeks of lockdown. I was like, I'm going to check this TikTok out. So I downloaded it and I was like, this app is nuts. It's completely nuts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, these people, I mean, there was loads of great dancers, loads of great singers, but then there was all these thirst traps and people doing lip sync videos and people, you know, voiceovers. And I was like, wow, this is a really interesting app. So I thought, I'm going to create a profile. So I created a profile and initially I just called myself Paul Williams on the app. That was what I was originally called. And at the time when I first got the app, it was a case of you needed 5,000 followers to be able to go live. You needed 10,000 followers to dual live with people.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really understand what the goal was, you know, and then I was seeing these other accounts and they had like tens of thousands of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers and their videos were like viral videos. And I was just mesmerized by it. I just thought the whole thing was incredible. So I did a couple of videos. Really well, they're not even on my app, they're not even on my account anymore. I got rid of them. I think I did a lip sync video to something from the Bridesmaids, the film,
when she's on
the plane. And I also did like a really naff music video type video to Madonna's Dress You Up,
one of my favorite songs, actually.
Yeah, love it. One of my favorites. And neither did anything. And I was just like, oh. So I kind of put it down and left it a few weeks. And then I was like, no, I'm going to give it another go. I'll do another. So I thought, I'll do a dance video. Mm-hmm. Did a dance video. Didn't really get anywhere. And at this point, I probably had like 200, 300 followers. And I was so desperate. I wanted to, because I'd seen people going live and I was really wanted to see what that experience was like, you know, and how I would be on it. So I just kept doing video after video. And then one day it was actually, I downloaded the app in the March.
Uh-huh.
And in the August, I'd seen this pillow trend where it was like a transition video. And it starts off where like people were fully clothed. Women did it, men did it. They were fully clothed. And then dancing to Beyonce's Single Ladies, basic steps. But then there was a transition and it would transist from being fully clothed, doing this little bit of choreo, mm-hmm. to wearing just a pillow tied around your waist.
Oh, I remember that.
With a belt, yeah. And I was like, nah, I can't get my legs out and my arms out and everything on a TikTok video. I'll get banned. But I thought, you know what? No, screw it. I'm going to do it. So I did it in my living room. And bearing in mind, my living room, it took me about 10 takes to do because I kept having to do. I live on a main road and I've got two big sash windows. Uh-huh. And every time I tried to do it, somebody walked past and there's me in just a pillow. So I re-recorded. Anyway, finished the video, uploaded it, didn't think really much of it. And then I literally went in the kitchen to make a coffee. And then I was running a bath. So this took about half an hour.
Yeah.
When I came back to my phone was going crazy. Like notifications, it was all these likes, all these follows. And I literally hit like 10K from that video.
Wow.
Like 10,000 followers from that video. And I was like, what is going on? And I just got the bug then. I just doing video after video after video. I've been on the app for 4 years now. I've got about, I think I've got about 1.4 million likes or something like that.
Fantastic.
Probably ended up with about 10 or 15 like super viral videos. You know, they're in like the hundreds of thousands that, you know, of likes and comments and stuff. I've done really well and built up a really, really nice organic following. Because I
That's the
used,
main thing.
yeah, 100%. Because I remember during lockdowns, there was all these grow parties. Do you remember the grow
Oh,
parties?
yeah.
I mean, well, did you used to do them? And
I
you
did,
do
yeah,
them?
back in the
Yeah.
day. Yeah, back in the
Yeah,
day.
I remember your grow parties because every time I go through my For You page, it was always grow party after grow party. And there was this, I mean, I went to a few of them
Yeah.
and gained a few followers. But I would say probably 95% of my following now is organic, which I'm really buzzed about because I think it's really difficult to get an organic following on TikTok or any app, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. And I think especially now in 2020, late 2023, 2024, I think it's really hard to get a following. I think people don't tend to push that like button as much, they forget, and they forget to push that follow button as well. So to have an organic following like me and you, it's absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think we got on it at the right time. I think 2020 was a really good time to join TikTok because it was pretty much everyone's day during the lockdowns. You know, the amount of new users that downloaded it was in the millions,
Oh,
hundreds of
absolutely.
millions. You know, and then so we did join at the right time. And you are right. Now it is more. I've noticed a difference in. Trying to get a viral video now is, I would say, two or three times harder than it was
Absolutely.
back then. I've been lucky. I've had a couple of viral videos. I had a viral dance video last September,
Fantastic.
which led me to loads of things. I ended up at TikTok HQ teaching that same routine to staff at TikTok headquarters and people within an agency that I was involved in at the time. You know, stuff that I've done on TikTok has led me, well, it's changed my life and changed my career, to be honest.
Yeah, so you said before that you will get back to TikTok in a second, but you said that you was a dancer, a professional dancer.
Yep. I was a commercial dancer from, well, I started dancing professionally when I was 15, 16. And then I went into education and then I did like a small college course. And then I was like, I didn't like the confinement of being in a college, so I finished the course. Yeah, I felt like I was getting institutionalized, and my style was getting changed and stuff like that. So I actually finished the course that I was doing. I was like, no, I'm not doing anymore because originally I wanted to go and do a degree. I thought, no, I just want to work. So I ended up working as a dancer, and it was predominantly club work that I did. You know, podium dancing, launch parties, things like that. And then I really fell in love with choreography as well. So I started working as a professional choreographer for various pop bands and groups. But then I sing as well. So I kind of made sure I was that kind of triple threat when I was a teenager. And I started singing as well, started singing professionally. And then that kind of took over the dancing, to be honest with you. So I sang professionally till I was about 28. And then my body was starting to get tired because a dancer's bodies don't last very long. Not to stay professionally dancing anyway.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, so and I just thought I really wanted to get finished that education that I'd kind of paused. So I auditioned for Lipa in Liverpool, which is a really it's Paul
Yeah,
McCartney's
I know it. I know
university,
it.
yeah. And got in at 28 as a mature
Wow.
student. And did my degree, graduated when I was 31. And again, that doing my degree opened up my love for writing because we did a lot of written work and I fell in love with writing whilst on that degree. Even though it was a dance degree, I just completely fell in love with writing, which then led me on to write two books that are now published.
Now there's something that I didn't know. Tell us more about that. Come on, spill the beans.
So I always had a really active imagination, like a wild, fa fantastical imagination growing up. And then like I say, while I was doing my degree, I really fell in love with writing. I fell in love with the process of the drafting and you know, doing 20 drafts of something and then that finished, polished product that you've written, and that's all come from your brain. And I thought, I really want to do this, but I didn't want to do it academically. I didn't want to do academic writing. So I thought, I'm going to think up of a story. So I, you know, I spent about a year plotting out this random story about these four teenagers who are all sent to this boarding school because they've all got behavioural problems. And they've all got problems. Now, when they lose their tempers, certain weird, strange things has been happening. Like one of them, you know, they were setting fire to things. One of them was flooding places. Anyway, these four teenagers end up at this place called Black Crowns.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to say too much, but the bottom line is that below the school, there are four portals to four different realms. And each realm... Wow. Each realm is a different world and represents each one of the four elements, you know, the four earth, air, fire, and water.
Yeah.
And each one of these teenagers has got the power to control one of those elements.
Wow.
And that, and it's actually a 5-book series.
Yeah.
Two are published. So the first, it's called The Element Order. The first book is called Crown of Fire. Second book is Crown of Ida.
Okay.
And then the third books haven't been written yet, and they've not got names yet. But those two are now, I mean, they're on Amazon now.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, just let people know where they can get hold of them.
Yeah, and my pen name on there is P.S. Ferns, and the book is called The Element Order.
Okay, we'll put all your details down in the description.
Cool.
So people can obviously purchase, go and have a view and stuff. Have you not thought about maybe reading chapters out on podcasts and stuff like that?
I have actually. I was thinking about doing it on TikTok. I was thinking about doing, like, you know, like the episodes that you can do and reading chapters,
yeah,
and then progressing that onto a podcast. Because I think, I mean, I like books. You know, I like the feel of a book.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got copies of my own books, obviously, and it's an amazing feeling when it's published and you get it and you get the finished book. And I think a lot of people do prefer to read a book, but I also think we're in that digital age now where I could actually finish a book now and not even get it published, just put it straight to podcast.
That's right. You could put it on podcast. You've got audio books as well. YouTube, you can be doing chapters just to give people that little taster so they know where to go to purchase it. Because as we know, it's a massive, massive market out there. So to get seen and to get recognised is a difficult task. So the more platforms that it's on, the better.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, it is something that I've started working on. I just want to make sure I've got enough because I don't want to run out of content and then people have to wait for the next bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'll probably get the third book written and then I can start doing it because then I can write the other two as I'm going along.
Yeah, definitely. Now you talked about a brand when we were emailing each other. Let's go into this brand.
So again, going back to lockdowns, I was so bored. I had nothing to do every day.
It was
horrendous. And I'm always a really busy guy. I like to be fingers in different pies. I like to feel like I've got a lot on and I'm stressed about it. Because if I'm not stressed about it, then I'm stressed that I'm not stressed about it. That's the kind of person I am. So I'd seen a couple of people had done merchandise on TikTok. And I was like, and obviously, you know, I was getting this larger following. I was getting viral videos. I thought, well, maybe I should start some merchandise.
Uh-huh.
But then what I did was I didn't want to do the Silver Junkie Paul. Well, I hadn't picked the name at first. So what I did was I chose about 10 different names for a clothing brand and I sent them all out to my friends.
Yeah.
And I asked all my friends to vote which one they preferred. And Silver Junkie was one of the names that was on the list.
Yeah.
And again, I was still Paul Williams on TikTok. So I went with Silver Junkie and then I thought, right, I'm going to find a platform to be able to design stuff digitally. Because I've always done graphic design. And marketing. So I started designing and I literally, it took over my day every single day and I would get up at 8 in the morning, have a coffee, start working at 9, I'd get on my laptop and do designs using Photoshop. And then I thought, I want to take this a little bit further. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be an actual brand.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to call it Silver Junkie Paul. So it remained as Silver Junkie. And then I went to shop. I turned it into an e-commerce business through Shopify.
Yeah.
Rather than the platforms that you can do through TikTok, like Teespring and stuff like that, which are great platforms. But I then wanted to introduce like homeware and sportswear and, you know, loads of different things. And I literally spent probably about 9 months with that e-commerce business, Silver Junkie. And I changed my name on TikTok to Silver Junkie Paul.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, once we came out of the lockdowns, I was getting back to work, back on the gigging circuit, singing.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a Monday to Friday full-time job because I wanted to get back to that structure. So Silver Junkie kind of fell to the wayside. And then I ended up, because I'd then done so much video content through with Silver Junkie for marketing, as well as my own video content for my own TikTok. Box Menswear, the underwear brand, were looking for a video content marketing manager for the brand that was well-versed with e-commerce, that was a good videographer, a good video editor, good marketer, etc. And I ended up working for them. So that kind of left, Silver Junkie went by the wayside. My TikTok, because I was running their TikTok as well, managing their TikTok. I took their TikTok from 3,000 followers to 210,000 followers.
Wow.
They flew me all over the place. I would go and shoot models all over the place. They'd get flown over to me. So my TikTok was then neglected for about 13, 14 months, as was my brand. And then September last year, I finished working for Box. I was like, oh, and I was like, why do I keep continually working for other people when I've got these skills that I can utilize myself and put into my own pocket, if you will, my own brand? So that's pretty much when I started getting back into TikTok, back into Silver Junkie. I'd spent, 14 months as a videographer and video editor. So I now do that freelance professionally.
Yeah.
I shoot models. I'll shoot personal trainers, food, restaurants, bars. I'm back on with Silver Junkie. I've got a website at the minute, silverjunkie.co.uk, but I'm building a new one through Shopify again, which is not up and running. But Silver Junkie, you can go and purchase products from silverjunkie.co.uk, but that I'm building a new site with all new products, new ranges, that should be finished by the end of the summer, to be honest. But as it stands now, there is that facility to go and purchase, Silver Junkie hoodies, t-shirts, joggers, bags. I'm doing cosmetics as well, which will be on the new site. So I'm really now kind of back in the lockdown mode, even though we're not in lockdown, but I'm like, I need to really focus on my skills and what I can bring to my table rather than what I'm bringing to other people's table. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, because I must admit, I'm not one for gossip, and as you know me from the social media, I never gossip. But I must admit, I did see on one of your videos that you had the breakup thing with some kind of agent or something like that. Do you want to talk about that or not really?
Absolutely. So I was, when I started going back live in September, I'd had a few agents, or well, that I now know were agents, I didn't realize at the time, were coming into my live and they were saying hello, and I was interacting with them because I live stream now 4 nights a week. But at the time, I'd only just started. And I think I'd been doing it for about a week. I didn't know about the gifting thing. I didn't know about the battles. I didn't know about building a team and all this lot. Certainly didn't really know what an agent was. Not a TikTok agent anyway. I mean, I have an agent as a singer. But anyway, this one particular night, there was two or three from the same agency came into my live and they were chatty and, hello, how are you? And da 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 da.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm cool. And I ended up saying, are you guys agents? And they were like, yeah, yeah. You know, we're from this agency. I'm not going to say the name of the agency.
No.
We're from this agency. So I was like, oh, well, send me a DM. If you want to give me some info, just send me a DM. So I got a DM from the agency owner. Really nice guy. He's a lovely guy. Spoke very highly of my live stream and explained to me what an agency is. And, For those that don't know what a TikTok agent is, it's like a hub of creators. So all the creators, you know, join the agency, and that agency then are able to help you, you know, build your account, help you with your content if needed, ideas for your content, ideas in editing, things like that. Mm-hmm. What's currently trending for creators. But what they also do as well, because there's lots of agencies, they organize these TikTok battles between myself and then someone from another agency. And they match you up with people who are doing as well as you or doing kind of same level as you in terms of battles.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, okay, cool. It sounds interesting. I like the idea of being part of a community, which is great.
Yeah.
So I was with them for, I think I was with them, I left in March, so it was about 6 months. And what I just felt, I got to the point where I felt like I was part of this like really, really loud, overcrowded environment that was making me put pressure on people to come and win my battles for me and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do that anymore because I'd built up this great community of people who, you know, come into my lives, you know, some of the things that they say to me in my lives, you know, that I, you know, they're really lonely at home. You know, their partners don't speak to them. And I take some of that away, that feeling of loneliness and isolation from their lives.
Yeah.
So I was more interested in that than doing these arranged battles and getting everyone to throw gifts in me battles and pressuring people. Come on, we've got to win. We've got to win. We've got to win.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Plus as well, I found myself turning into, it was almost like it was like ruling my life. I've got a battle tonight. I've got a battle Wednesday. I've got a battle Friday. I've got a battle Sunday. Yeah. I've got to do reset battle. I've got to do this tournament. I was finding myself being stuck indoors a lot.
Yeah.
Just doing promo videos for battles. And it just became all too much. And I just decided I wanted to get out of it. And I feel so much better. I don't really do arranged battles. I will do battles if people request me or... Sometimes my people will say, Paul, do a battle. We want to do this. Paul, do a battle. We want to do this. So I'm like, yeah, cool. Let's do it. No hard feelings with the agencies because there's a lot of people in agencies. I will say a lot of people are now leaving their agencies because I think for the same reasons, possibly for the same reasons. I know a lot of my friends have left the agency because of those reasons.
I must admit, I was with an agency for a very, very short time, for maybe 2-3 months. And like you said, that constant, you've got to battle, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. And I found, to be honest, they weren't telling me anything that I don't know about live streaming, about editing, about content creation. I was thinking, well, why am I with you? Because I know all that anyway. Not that I'm a know-it-all, because I'm not. You know, we're all learning something at some point. But I was like, why are you telling me? I know this. You know, I've been on here long enough, even though obviously, as we know, TikTok has evolved so much, hasn't it? And not just TikTok, every platform, you know, they've evolved. The editing, you know, you can do on TikTok before now is amazing. Before, there was no editing. I remember spending the whole day trying to make a transition video because there was, there was no editing. That was way back when, you know.
it was so frustrating, you know. And now, I mean, obviously, TikTok and CapCut are, well, I think TikTok own CapCut now.
They do, apparently.
Yeah, and it's literally the same as editing in CapCut as editing in the TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right with what you say is, It's interesting that you say what you've just said, because I will try and be as polite as possible because I don't have any hard feelings.
Yeah.
But again, like what you just said, there was that case of, hang on a minute, I work as a videographer and a video editor professionally. I've just finished working for one of the biggest underwear brands on the planet. you can't really give me, I think, They've got some good, interesting advice and tips for people that are not videographers or video editors or content creators. They've got great tips, but it does get to that point where it's like, well, you can't teach me anything that I don't already know. I think probably I don't want to say too much out of turn, but I would say the only benefit that I got from the agency was making a lot of friends I was introduced to some really good friends, and I've got which I've retained those friendships outside of TikTok. I mean, I'm going to one of my friends that I've met through the agency. I'm going to his wedding on the 15th of June.
Wow. Him
and his wife, his fiance, have invited me to their wedding. So I've formed some great friendships. What also happened from one of my battles, actually, they started introducing these international battles, and they made a big thing about it. And it is a big thing.
Yeah.
And I battled a guy called Sascha Kruger from Germany.
Okay.
It was a great battle. He's a lovely guy. We retained a friendship afterwards. We're still friends. Mm-hmm. Now, one of his friends, another German lady, she's the marketing manager for a clothing brand in Berlin called Cocaine Cowboys.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, well, they've invited me over to Berlin. The CEO saw my videography work and my editing work, and they've invited me over to Berlin for a few days to shoot some of their models, to meet the CEO, to meet the brand people in the brand. They sent me a package of clothing over for my birthday, hats and T-shirts. And that was through a battle that was arranged through the agent. So, but at the same time, I'm a great networker. You know, I'll see a networking opportunity and think that, you know. And I think if you're with an agent on TikTok and you know what you're doing,
use that
facility to get yourself out there and network, and don't just... It's not just a case of, right, I've got a battle with this person. Well, no, you've got a battle with someone that you've never met before. You don't know who they are, what they do. You don't know how you can benefit them, how they can benefit for you. And a lot of people don't do that. I do.
Me too. But I think that's us both, because we're both from entertainment backgrounds. You know, we're both professional dancers, singers, this, that and the other. So I think it's in our DNA, in our nature, to chat and make new contacts.
Yeah, 100%. Because, and you know, as a freelance dancer or a freelance singer, you never know where your next job's coming from.
Absolutely.
So whatever job you've done, I mean, I've done contract after contract after contract, and every contract I've got, I've gotten from the contract before.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
So it's either somebody has seen me perform in that contract, or I've made friends with someone that is involved in a project after that. And that's how I've worked all my life. TikTok is a very, very good place for that as well. As a networking platform, as a self-marketing tool, it's really good. As long as you hit in the right spots with what you're good at, it's a great place. It's opened up amazing opportunities for me, TikTok.
Yeah.
I would never have worked for Box Menswear if I'd not joined TikTok. I wouldn't be going to Berlin if it wasn't for TikTok. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's a great platform.
So, talking of social media, have you ever received much negativity?
Such a great question. Yes. Do you know, actually, I mean, I'm laughing and I'm dropping my head. I have received some horrific things through mainly TikTok. I've not, you know, other platforms, Facebook, Instagram, not really. TikTok, I have received some quite awful stuff has been said to me. And it's usually in relation to a video that I've put up. These are DMs. I'll cover DMs briefly.
Okay.
So, I laugh about it now. At the time, I wasn't upset. I was furious. But I put a video up about coming out.
Okay.
But the age that I came out, and just, it was a very kind of one of those heart, I don't do them very often, but it was one of those videos where you just give, you wear your heart on your sleeve and say, this happened and this happened and then this happened. And I received a DM from somebody, and it was so horrendous. And it was, you know, things like, no wonder your dad's left you, you know, who would want a gay guy as a son, you know. No wonder your mum turned to alcohol, having you as a son. And it was like, I mean, my mum was an alcoholic. That's what took her in the end.
Yeah.
My dad left us. Quite textbook, you know, family stuff. But I just thought, this person has actually just sat there at home and thought, I have got nothing else better to do in my life but just randomly attack somebody in their DMs.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of that, which I'm very lucky. I wish I got more, and I wish I got more of other people's, because I am very, very thick-skinned and yeah. very able to laugh something off. Mm-hmm. I know that there are people that don't have that, that are not equipped to deal with that kind of negativity. Yeah. And I really feel for those people. And sometimes I do wish that they would be left alone and it would be put onto me, because it is literally water off a duck's back with me. Yeah. I do just don't care. It just doesn't affect me at all. Mm-hmm. I get some of the, I get some really weird stuff on TikTok. Now I get
I'm laughing because I know the feeling.
I mean, I will get DMs from predominantly women, middle-aged women, and they will send me, I'm not going to repeat some of the things that they said. And that was more of a shock to me than people writing negative stuff. The attention that I get from women, which is amazing, you know, and I'm very flattered, and I'm honored actually, because I'm just a normal guy that just happens to have a lot of following on TikTok and does a lot of things. I've just utilized skills here and there. I don't see myself as anything above anybody else at all.
Yeah.
So when I get these messages, and you know, some of these people, they will say things to me like, you know.
don't start me giggling, because once I start giggling, that's it. I'm off on one.
I remember I got one message. I'd been on a live stream, and I come off my live stream, and one of the women that was in my live, she no longer comes to my live anymore, because I had to block her eventually. She messaged me straight after the live and said, whilst my husband was downstairs drinking and watching the TV, I was upstairs in my bedroom, naked, watching your live stream. And I won't tell you what she told me that she'd done.
I can imagine.
And I was like, what? Like, what? I mean, eventually this woman, she started messaging me every day. And then if I didn't respond to her messages, within a minute, she'd start attacking me, saying, I know you're online. Why are you not responding to my messages? Yeah. So eventually I had to block her. That's one instance. I don't get a lot of negative comments on my videos, but I tend to respond. I like doing response videos, and I'm really sarcastic and dry. I think it's the best way to approach it. You know, and I tend to get, it tends to be men who will make nasty comments about, you know, at your age, you know, pack it in, old man, stop dancing. I could reel off, you know, loads, but, although recently I did have a woman who spent probably 2 to 3 days just putting negative comments on about 10 of my videos, which then led to other people defending me, to her then attacking them. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy and watch this, because it's no longer about me. It's about you lot. you lot are all having this discussion amongst yourselves. And, you know, people were very protective over me. And eventually this woman stopped. I think she realized that she wasn't going to win. She wasn't going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
But as a rule, more people get a lot worse on social media than I do. And do you know what? I actually think that people who put the negativity on social media, they deliberately target people that they can see are either vulnerable or will be affected, or that they can, you know, I'm not saying the trolls are a good thing, but they're very clever, because they can see when somebody is going to react really badly to their comments. And I think when they look at me, it's like, I'm not even going to bother trying to troll him, because I just know it's going to be a waste of time. He's not going to be bothered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because I think, you know, we've both been there where we've had zero following, just like everybody else. But I find the more followers you get, the more they attack you.
Of course. It's unfortunately it's very much part of certain human conditions, where I always think to myself, you know, Fred at number 25, mm-hmm. who is the same age as me. There's no Fred at number 25, by the way. but as an example, Fred at 25 is the same age as me. He's, you know, looks maybe different to me. Mm-hmm. So he can't understand how somebody of his age and his, you know, what he does, it can be so popular. And I think, you know, and because they can't get their head around that, because they're some people are not confident, they're not, they don't really like themselves, they're not, their morale isn't great. So they can't understand why somebody else has a lot of confidence or has great morale or is multi-skilled or uses their skills or achieves things. They just can't understand it. So they're not everybody, obviously, but their initial response is to attack it. Well, I'm going to attack it because I'm annoyed by it and it's affecting me. So, and I think that's the reason. But I think other people are just cruel. That some people are just cruel.
I think you're absolutely right, because I think there's one thing that's taught me being on social media. I never realized, because I'm from a really close-knit family, I didn't actually realize how cruel people could be with, you know, one person comments a nasty comment. It's almost like the rest of the people copy and paste it and put it in.
Yeah, that indicator, that person who's indicated it has given everyone permission to then go, okay, I'm going to join in on this one. And you know, there is a dark side to TikTok. There is a it's drama talk, isn't it? I know there's a hashtag drama talk. I mean, I've very much stayed away from drama. And I will say this though, I have recently been involved in a couple of drama instances. Didn't last very long, and it wasn't like TikTok spread. And that's the first time. How can I word this? The only time I've experienced drama or been involved in drama is when I was in an agency.
Well, there you go. But there's so many people out there on social media, not just TikTok, all over social medias, who are making a lot of money through drama.
Oh, yeah. And you know, and I've heard people say, why don't you create this drama? Why don't you do this drama? Why don't you create this? And I'm like, why would I do that? Because I will just end up destroying my account, my reputation, my friendships, you know, the circle of people, the support I've got. You know, people like I once put a video up. I can't stake claim for this. This quote, I put on my video as well that it wasn't my quote. But it's something along the lines of, you don't attract the people you want, you attract the people that you are. And the people that I've got as friends and support on TikTok are involved in no drama. I'm not involved in drama. The only couple of instances I've been involved in drama is from other people's people and that other person. Whereas you know, so some, you know, sometimes you do have to think, well, people need to take a long, hard look at themselves because they want, they, you know, what they're in this drama and then they're in that drama and then they're in this drama and I'm so hard done to, I'm so hard done to. It's like, well, there's a central cog to all this and it's you know.
It's so true. It's so true. I do my best to stay away from the drama, unless, I suppose, it's not happened. I mean, I know comments are just comments, so it's like you said, you brush them off. It's like, so whatever. Unless it was a personal attack against me or my family, then they'd see a very different side to the smiley, happy-go-lucky Lathan. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I've had instances. I've never done it on TikTok or in a video, but I've done it on the phone where I've had a couple of blazing rows with a couple of people. You know, but I've never put it on TikTok, you know, because at the end of the day, it's going to damage me. It's going to get me booted off, or it's going to get me a ban or. You know, but I have had a couple of instances about we're taking this to the phone. We're taking this to the phone, and I'm going to call you right now.
I think that's the best call, because, you know, after you've built this amazing account up, the last thing you want to do is get it taken down.
No. And the thing is, it affects your people as well. Those friendships and connections that I've made on TikTok, in these couple of instances that I've been involved in, you know, they were really upset by it, you know, and ringing me and messaging me and you know asking if I'm okay and worried about me, you know. And I meet up with some of these people. If I mean I've got a lot of people from different countries, but if they're from the UK or local, then I'll go for a coffee with them or you know, and I'm actually going to Spain next week with one of the women who has been coming to my live for the past 7 or 8 months. I've been for coffee with her a few times. Yeah, we're off to Benidorm for a week next week.
Oh, do you know, the last time you was in Benidorm, I just missed you because I've got an apartment in Benidorm, right, very close where you filmed a video walking down. I can't remember what the video was.
Was I shirtless?
I live literally just up the, literally 4 minutes walk.
No
and I
way.
I was thinking, oh no, but I had to come home for a funeral, unfortunately. That's why I weren't there for the Pride. And I was thinking, oh no, if I was back in my other home,
yeah,
I'd have bumped into you.
So do you let that apartment out? I go to Benidorm 4 or 5 times a year.
No, I don't let it out, no. But I live, do you know where Mercadona is?
Yes, yes, yeah.
I just live up from there, not far from there.
No
so
way.
It's literally where you were filming a video, walking down the street, and I was thinking, God, I'd have bumped into you if I was there. Yeah. But well.
Do you live there permanently, or?
No, I spend 6 months of the year in the UK and 6 months over there.
Ah, you'll have to let me know when you're next there, because we'll meet up.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'm supposed to be there around the end of May time.
Okay, cool. Cool.
So,
I'm there next week for a week, and then the next time I go will be probably for Pride.
Oh, okay. So I'll probably see you at Pride then. But do you know what? You only live down the road from me, literally.
What now?
If you're based in Liverpool,
yeah.
Literally 45 minutes on the train. That's all.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Brilliant.
So we'll have to arrange a coffee or something. But yeah, before we get carried away with gossiping and everything, I know we've got lots to say and there's so much that we could actually cover. Let's go to some questions from my broadcast channel. Now, I will need my glasses for this. Okay, let's see what we've not covered. Do you have a skincare routine? What's your skincare routine?
You know, I don't actually have a big skincare routine. I used to be obsessed with, I used to use a lot of Clinique, which was then destroying my skin. Then I moved to Aveda. This is like 20 years ago. Then I moved to Aveda. And then I was told by a skin specialist or my doctor, literally said, if you're going to use a facial scrub, use it once a week.
Yeah, that's
because you're a man, when you have a shave, it's a good exfoliant. I mean, I tend to have a beard a lot of the time, not a full beard, but what you see now is pretty much what I have a lot of the time. But every couple of weeks, I completely shave it all off down to a little strap line because that's a great way for my skin to air. It's a nice little exfoliant. But as a rule, I use cocoa butter a lot.
Yeah. Cool.
That's it.
Okay, then, on to the next one. Let me see. If you won the lottery, what would you do?
I would move to Benidorm.
good. Okay, anything else you'd do with that? Loads of money?
Do you know what? I'd spend it on my brand. I'd build my brand more. You know, I'd end up in China at some, you know, product warehouse, going through samples and staying at the Hilton and, you know, buying loads of products and building the brand. And I say I'd move to Benidorm. I probably wouldn't. What I would do is I'd just travel all over and stay in different hotels and or villas or apartments. And I'd probably spend a couple of years doing that, seeing the world and, you know, doing live streams from different countries. And, you know, I'd do that.
Okay, and where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
Old.
Older.
Yeah. Where do I see myself in five years? I do see myself living in a different country.
Yeah.
I see myself solely working online, whether it's with content creating, video editing, or with my brand. I do see myself not living in the UK anymore. Yeah. I'm not a fan of this country anymore.
Yeah, that's my eventual plan. Let's see. If you weren't doing this job now, what would you be doing?
Ooh.
I know. And that was from somebody called Jaden.
So if I wasn't doing this job, if I was to do something like a grown-up's job, I call it, I would either have been an architect or an interior designer because I do love interior design and architecture. So one of those or both.
Yeah, cool. Okay, and what's your favorite kind of video to make? That's from Scarlett.
I love making transition videos. I do like
Me
making
too.
really slick, transition videos with props. I mean, there's a few videos on my TikTok that I've some really cool transition videos that I've done. They take a long time. Sometimes they take 2 hours. But yeah, transition videos. Yeah.
Good. Okay, and just remind people of where they can get your merch, your books, and everything else, just very quickly.
So, merchandise, the brand is www.silverjunkie.co.uk. Junkie spelled with an IE. That's where you'll find the brand, the clothing, and some homeware stuff. In terms of the books that I've written, they're on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and search The Element Order by P.S. Ferns, which is my pen name, you'll find them on there. Or if you just do a Google, you'll get links to various platforms that you can buy them from. They're available on ebook as well. You can download them as well.
Okay, you're also on TikTok and Instagram. Do you have a
Yeah.
YouTube account?
I don't have a YouTube account at the minute. No, I'm looking into it. I'm thinking about getting one. But at the minute, my TikTok takes a lot of my time up.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, TikTok is Silver Junkie. Instagram is Silver Junkie. Yeah, same name. Silver
They
Junkie
will be
Paul,
down.
Silver Junkie Paul.
Yeah, they will be down in the description anyway. So, Paul, it's been absolute pleasure speaking to you, finding out what
Oh.
you're up to, what you've done. And just one very quick question from me. Do you remember your first performance?
My first performance was on BBC Two, on a program called Dance Energy. I don't know if you remember that. That was hosted by a guy called Normski, and Two Unlimited, the dance techno band from the
I
90s.
remember those.
I was a backing dancer for them, so to the song No Limits. That
Wow.
was my first performance.
And when's your next one?
My next one is on Saturday. I'm singing at a wedding this Saturday in where am I? In Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes, fantastic.
You're
All right then, Paul, thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy,
welcome.
and thank you so much, and we'll speak soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right then, thank you, bye.
Bye.